96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And this morning's Newsmaker is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, partnering together to nurture the land.
The John Deere 5E utility tractor from Prairie Land Partners is the perfect match for any chore on your farm or ranch. Whether it's haying, feeding, arena preparation, or loader work, the John Deere 5E has you covered with a range of 45 to 100 horsepower. The versatile John Deere 5E utility tractor from Prairie Land Partners comes standard with a 5-year, 2,000-hour powertrain warranty, whichever comes first. Plus, get 0% for 72 months and payment as low as $179 per month with approved credit through John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details. Hurry. Offer ends 10/27/17.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. 720, 50 degrees. And we are very pleased to be joined this morning via the KVOE ValueNet fiber optic studio line. Lyon County Clerk Tammy Beaupont. Tammy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Just great. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning on KVOE's Primetime Newsmaker. Well, today, Tammy, starts what?
Guess what? It's time to vote. It's advance voting starting today in our office.
That's at the Lyon County Courthouse. And what are the hours, Tammy?
8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Every day up until November 6th, we stop doing advance voting at noon in our office, and then we'll close down and get ready for the Election Day on November 7th.
On November 7th. So if people want to advance vote and they are registered, what do they need to know? What do they need to bring with them?
It is so simple. Just come to the courthouse, to the election office on first floor, and bring your photo ID.
That's it?
That is it.
That is all.
We'll get you in, let you vote, and you'll be out of here within just a very short time.
All right. I know that you have a lot of volunteers that work very hard, long hours, on election days. And do you have a training day coming up for said volunteers?
We have a couple of training days. We split it up, and we're going to have a little bit of an extended time because we've got some new electronic poll books, and we're going to get those trained up on those. So we've got a little bit of extended training. But, yeah, on Tuesday and Wednesday next week, we'll get them all trained up, and they'll be trained, and they'll know everything they need to know to help process every voter that comes in.
And the training is a little extensive. They spend a number of hours in this training process because there are things, obviously, they need to know to make this go smooth, doesn't there?
Absolutely. And it is actually a statute that we have to train our board workers before we turn them loose. And that's a good statute to have.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want someone there that doesn't know what they're supposed to be doing. So I've got some great people working for me, and I'm excited to work with them again this year and looking forward to it.
Now, new electronic poll books. Tell us about that, Tammy.
Well, these are new electronic poll books that we decided to go with. They have better features than we had before, and we will be able to scan every photo ID that comes in the door, mainly the Kansas driver's license. And so when you come to vote, have your photo ID, take it out of its holder, because we'll need to take that document and set it on our scanner, and it will scan that barcode on the back of the photo ID and bring that voter's profile up, so we have no chance of issuing maybe an incorrect ballot or getting the wrong person. And it's just a great feature to have, and we're real excited to be starting that.
But key is there, you'll need to take that ID out of your wallet or pocketbook then, right?
Yes, have it ready, and it'll just help things move along a little bit quicker and a little bit smoother.
Well, this year too, Tammy, something that the Kansas legislature has put into play, and that is public elections, because we have school board and city commissions, county commissions basically are set aside from the presidential years, correct?
Yes.
Basically, and, go ahead.
This is the first year that the city county, the city school elections will take place in November. They were moved from April until November, and so now every November we will have an election. So we're hoping that voters will get used to that regular routine of it's almost November, it's almost time to vote, and we'll be voting on, whatever year it is that we need to have on the ballot. That's what we'll do. But the consistency of having an election every November hopefully will push that voter turnout up a little bit.
doing everything we can to get people out to vote. And please do that either via the advance process, which begins today at the Lyon County Courthouse, or on November the 7th. So polling places going to remain the same November 7th, Tammy?
Yes, absolutely. Everything is the same on the polling locations. And like I said, if you're pushed for time or going to be out of town or on vacation and need to get your voting done early, this is the place to come, Lyon County Courthouse and the Election Office, from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
8 to 5 starts today. Tammy, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us on. You guys have a great day.
All right, talk to you later.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lyon County Clerk Tammy Vopod joining us this morning. Advance voting begins today. And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, partnering together to nurture the land. Prairie Land Partners, John Deere. Tomorrow morning, we'll be joined by Deb Crowell of Emporia Child Care as we will be talking about the 9th annual KVOE Brough Steak Challenge to benefit Emporia Child Care coming up this Saturday at Brough's. KVOE Live and Local, 725, 50 degrees. Stay tuned. Weather next.
Nearly 7 in 10 Americans have less than $1,000 in savings. If that's you, ESFCU has the solution.